We're live.
This is Kim Terry. You're listening to the Shoot and the Shit with Kyle and Kim show. I am sitting here with my husband and business partner, Kyle Terry, and it's about time to shoot the shit.
What are we going to shoot the shit about tonight, Kim?
Well, it's about my bedtime.
Past bedtime.
It is pretty late, but we're doing this. So I want to know a little bit about what you had going on today. It was first day back after vacation. How'd your day go? That good, huh?
That good.
Uh-oh.
Lots of text messages, lots of phone calls, lots of things to get organized. First things first, woke up this morning with a $400 bill from the CPA. And normally it's not that much, so I had to call and say, hey, I thought we got everything caught up from last year where you guys forgot to bill me for stuff in January and February, and it's currently June. You guys are going to have to eat the cost on this extra money. And he was like, I'm so sorry. We did have everything caught up because it showed that it was something that was due from last year, and they wrote it off.
Hey, well, so that's a win. You're on a winning streak.
That was my first W for the day.
That's a winning streak. All right, I'll take that one.
Yeah, for sure. And then we're setting up, switching over workers' comp to ADP, the place where I do all the payroll stuff to. Got that situated. It was a bit of a pickle over the weekend. They couldn't get the name of the company
so
right.
So if I get carpal tunnel from typing and Instagramming so much, I'm covered.
You are, yeah, for sure. Workers' comp's got cool. You covered. Pay into that stuff every week.
Well, that's another win.
So, a couple wins for the day. Started off the day with some drone photos. Went and checked the mail. Made sure I was getting paid from everybody. Got the mailbox at the UPS store for the business stuff. So, started the day with the drone photos. That was a little bit of a pickle as well. For some reason, it had signed me out of the app that you have to sign into in order to request flight permission from the FAA when you're within 5 miles of the airport. And I couldn't figure out my damn password. Figuring that out. Yeah, I just had to reset the password. Yeah. What about you? How'd you start the day, Kim?
I started the day slow. I wasn't really ready to come back into the swing of things after vacation. I wasn't as refocused and revamped as I thought I would be, but today was a big catch-up day for me, just kind of reorganizing and getting my head wrapped around everything for our clients and everything else that we got going on. So most of my day was spent on organizing the upcoming week for our clients and getting their content in place and figuring out what kind of got slipped on with vacation and getting back on track with all that stuff. So it was a day sitting all day long at the computer, organizing, nothing too exciting.
Today's day three of us recording this podcast, and I think you figured out what song we're going to use as our intro.
I did. I came up with a song. We got to come up with cover art and all this stuff. There's all this stuff to podcasting they don't tell you about, which is kind of unexpected work, but yep. It's
so
fun stuff.
We're going to keep recording podcast this week. And if you guys hear this, just know that on episode one, none of the music or show notes or any of that stuff was thought of. We're going to release like 4, 5, 6 episodes all at once. And then it's going to be day after day after day. And just us sitting here at the counter, wherever shooting the shit. Yes, definitely.
But tomorrow,
needs to be
I'm thinking, is not going to be any earlier. I took a look at your schedule and looks like you are working from about 8 a.m. to 9:30 at night, which puts us a little bit late for podcasting.
And puts about a 45-minute drive at 9 o'clock at night. I have sunset photos tomorrow night. Drone stuff. Yeah.
All right. So I think we should tell them. Do you have anything else before I move on?
No.
Tonight's going to be a little bit short, but every day we put out an email to our email list, giving them a social media post for the idea that will help them, or social media post idea for the day, how about, that will help them talk about their business in a unique and fun way, grow their business, build engagement with their followers, and just have a better understanding of how to use social media. So it's a free post, it's a free email, you get every day in your inbox. And I think we're going to try to incorporate some of that into what we talk about and talk about that day's post. So today, the post was, how do you define success? And when I go on to Google, trusty Google here, I look at the definition for success and it gives you a couple of different options. So the first option is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The second option is the attainment of popularity or profit. The third option is a person or thing that achieves desired aims or attains prosperity. And lastly, it says the outcome of an undertaking specified as achieving or failing to achieve its aims.
Hmm?
I don't understand the last one. It says archaic. I don't know what that means. So I feel most times, most people, when they think of a successful person, they think of someone who's probably wealthy, who's doing well off, is probably pretty good looking, has a good career, has a great family, has a big house, and has things. And I think that's how in today's society, most of us define success is by the amount of things that we have. Would you agree?
Yep. I would definitely agree with that. That's everybody's perception of success. And it's just monetary most of the time is what people view it. But then all the podcasts and stuff that we listen to says that success is not really money. And they know a lot of wealthy people who are depressed and deal with depression every single day, mm-hmm. and suicide and a lot of stuff like that. So that is definitely not money does not equal success.
And that's something we talked about very early on in our relationship. Not necessarily about success, but about between money and other stuff, because mm-hmm. you're driven very much so by money in a monetary amount. And I don't think that you define that as your success, but that's kind of like how you define your goals and what gives you that. And I've always said from day one to you that happiness and how I could find happiness always meant more to me than how much money I would make. So with all these things about success being how popular and profitable you are, I've never really agreed with that in that sense, because yeah. success to me is finding your purpose in life, being happy, no matter what that looks like to you. I mean, that could be someone buys their first car at the age of 45 because they finally have worked all this time and were able to afford it. And that's
yeah.
very successful to them. That's still a monetary thing. But then I think of it as taking action, because you're never going to get to what you consider to be successful unless you start doing something to get there. You got to take that first step. Whether you're ready for it or not, you've got to work for it every single day. So I kind of define success within that messy action period of life.
Yeah, and I think that truly successful people never really get to that point. Like, they're always striving to reach something more. And that's the pursuit, is once you are doing something that you enjoy doing, the pursuit is your success more than the goal, the end. Because mm-hmm. once you get to a certain height, you want to go to the next thing and the next thing, because you've seen some aspect of success, and that makes you want to go to the next place. So my thing of success would be giving someone a job and being able to afford to pay someone what you made 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do that, you want to multiply it. Or at least in my case, I want to have 20 people, 30 people, 100 people working and providing a job for those creatives, whoever, whatever that they're good at. And when I've said it, I told you a few weeks ago that I wanted to do a job listing and create enough jobs within our company that if someone is not satisfied, or if they're kind of tired of what they're doing within the company, I want them to come to us and say, hey, I want to switch what I'm doing, but I don't want to switch companies. This is what I think I can do to make the company grow. And I want to create that for them. That way they don't have to leave. I want to create such a culture within the company that they want the company to succeed and they want to stay with the company, even though, like, if they're doing real estate photography and they're like, man, I am so burnt out going from house to house to house. I really think I could add value in this area. Or to ask us, how can we add value? I want to stay with you guys. I love you guys. You guys are awesome to work with. What else can I do? Not how much more money can I make or anything right. like that, you know?
That's pretty cool. So your success, I guess, then would be the achievement of creating a culture and a team and an awesome place
helping
other people reach their success, essentially.
Yeah. Get out to the masses more than helping one person. And I was reading here, it's one of the podcasts that we listen to is the MFCEO podcast with Andy Frisella. And it says, real success is not defined by what you accomplish. It is defined by how you are helping others accomplish. Which I think that's awesome. That's a really good definition of success. So it's kind of how you're helping others achieve their success. And that's where the success.
That's good. That's good stuff. Oh, Andy, he always comes in strong.
Yeah, that was his exact quote. I figured it would have more choice words in there, but you know, good old Andy. If you guys don't listen to Andy Frisella and the MFCEO podcast, probably put some earplugs on your kids and get to listening, because he has some truth bombs for sure.
All right, so I think we can essentially start wrapping this up here and just have a short one tonight, but love to know how you all define success and what it means to you. I think it's different for every single person, and I don't think there's a right answer or a wrong answer. It's just,
I think success, it changes throughout your
life. It changes. Yeah. It depends grows on, with you. Yeah. And if it doesn't grow with you, then you're doing something wrong.
Yep.
So
100%.
Start thinking about it. Sit down and take some notes and think about what success means to you and what steps you need to take to start getting to that point.
Let's wrap it up.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you follow us on all of our Instagrams. That's where we are most active at. You've got TEM Branded. That is where you'll find all things social media, business, and branding.
And you can sign up for the email.
Yep, that's where you can go ahead, sign up for our email list and get these daily prompts for your social media posts. You can go ahead and follow me at Kim_Rose_Terry or at Kim Rose Fit if you're more into the fitness scene. Our cute puppies, Rava and Kira, and sometimes our cat will make an appearance, Amika, on at Ravadog, RevaDog. And where can they find you?
You can find me at Kyle P. Terry on Instagram and Twitter. And also Terry_Enterprise is where you'll see all the beautiful houses that we get to take pictures of. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, guys, go ahead, leave us a review. Most importantly, tell your friends about this. Get the word out. Share it on your Instagram stories and tag one of us, and we'll be sure to reshare it and blast you out. And while you're at it, have a good day. Go pet a dog.
Thanks for listening to Shooting the Shit with Kyle and Kim.